Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on eLearning. Today, let's talk about technical writing for energy careers. Do you have the writing skills you need for the new green careers, which include all kinds of energy, fossil, renewable, conservation, cleanup? Keep in mind that new energy careers, including the new green jobs, require a blend of business, technological, and environmental disciplines, together with an understanding of culture, multiple generations, and social contexts. Chances are, if the only writing courses you have taken are two first-year composition courses, you still lack the skills you need to be able to perform effectively in the new workplace, which will be very skills-focused and which will require you to write both business-based and technical documents, which will range from letters and memos to technical reports, full-fledged proposals, specifications, and manuals. One of the most important courses to take, even if you have to take it as an elective or to pay additional tuition, is a solid, well-rounded course in technical writing. How is it that technical writing is different than writing for the humanities or social sciences? The key difference is that technical writing tends to be task-oriented. It either addresses the task of reporting results of research or projects, or it creates a plan for action through plan, proposal, letters, memoranda. Characteristics of technical writing: accurate, concise, direct. While all good writing should exhibit these qualities, because most technical writing documents respond to a specific rhetorical exigency and an urgent need for persuasive discourse, it is vital to get your message across quickly. The data must be organized in a way that makes sense and does not confuse. Often, decisions involving millions of dollars rest on the way that a technical document is read and interpreted, so it is in your best interest to make sure that you get the message and the numbers across clearly and quickly. Practical, implementable, technical writing results in multi-purpose documents. Your letter or technical report may also be used as a foundation of guidelines for future proposals or reports. Proposals, if accepted, will be used as the foundation of contracts, scopes of work, and deliverables. Concise. There's no benefit in providing too much information or too many details. If you do so, you run the risk of confusing your reader or, worse, having the focus on less important supporting details. If you have supporting tables or reference documents, put them in an appendix. Keep the main message clear, concise. Thorough and competent. While being concise is a virtue in technical writing, being incomplete is not. The consequences of leaving out critical data can be quite severe. It is important to make sure you've included all the relevant and necessary material. Be sure to create a checklist of what you need to include. Sometimes, when responding to a formal request for a proposal, it is good to make a list of the specific points that they want you to address in your proposal and to use them to double-check your document to make sure you've included them. Effective use of graphics or visuals. It is tempting to avoid using visuals because of the perceived notion that they take too much time to create. However, visuals do not have to be elaborate. Your visual presentation of data can be as simple as a text-based table. Use them when appropriate and when you want to get your message across quickly. Visuals are an excellent way to draw attention to certain messages or data that you want your reader to pay attention to. Grammar, syntax, punctuation, consistent and correct. Incorrect grammar, syntax, and punctuation will degrade your technical document by damaging the ethos and by distracting your reader. It is vital to maintain an ethos of technical competency, which applies to the mechanics of writing and document construction, as well as to the task that your paper addresses. Be sure to proofread carefully. It is often useful to have a second set of eyes review it for errors and for final formatting, particularly if the document proves instructions or proposes a project or sale. written for a specific use and targeted audience. Know your audience. Respond appropriately to the rhetorical situation, which means that you should have a good understanding of what your goals are, how you'd like your audience to act after reading your document, and what kind of background or context you will be entering. Be sure to understand the needs of your audience. Try to empathize with them and to make their concerns your concerns. Finally, gain an understanding of the values, beliefs, and potential prejudices of your audience. If you fail to understand them, you run the risk of inadvertently offending or alienating them. Well organized. Make sure that you arrange your document in a logical way that conforms to the expectations of your audience and/or conventions. A well-organized document has all the information the reader needs at his or her fingertips, and he or she can locate the pieces she needs at a moment's notice. If you take the time to organize your document, you'll find it is much more effective because the key details are in the forefront in the reader's mind. You are more likely to persuade the reader to act and to follow your recommendations. Engaging. The need to arouse your audience's interest is often overlooked in technical writing. The temptation is to present just the facts and forget that the readers are human beings and not optical scanners. If you've taken the time to get to know your audience, you'll understand what their needs are. With that in mind, you'll be able to attract and hold their attention, and they are more likely to start responding to your points on a deeper level. Instead of cursory skimming your document, they may read it carefully, relate it to experiences they've had in similar situations, and compare what you're presenting to other similar documents they've read in the past. Once you've captured their attention on a deeper level, you have a much higher likelihood of success. Types of documents. Here's a brief list of the types of documents you're likely to encounter and to be asked to generate in the new multidisciplinary workplace that brings together business, technological, and ecological concerns. Proposals and specifications. Technical articles, papers, abstracts, letters, memos, manuals, and documentation. Look to an empowered future. An ability to write across the disciplines is critical to your success because so many of the documents that you'll be required to read, write, and respond to in the new multidisciplinary workplace will address technical concerns. You are well served to take a technical writing course. In addition, it would not be a bad idea to take a professional writing or business writing course. However, due to the heavy emphasis on the acquisition of projects involving technological skills and scientific research, your first choice should be technical writing. Thank you very much for listening to these thoughts on e-learning and for thinking about the overall value of technical writing for energy careers. Thank you very much. This is Susan Smith Nash.